Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Fort Wayne, Texas.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Like, if you're a Kansas City fan, you would like to be the one, because Arrowhead's a great place to host a playoff game, and you would feel good about your chances of winning. But I would also feel pretty good about my chances of having Patrick Mahomes at any stadium against any team, you know?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, we are here with you on the brilliant BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7 and you get no hot take BS, just bets and sports. We are live today in the hashtag plethora of places, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the aforementioned brilliant BetQL Network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and Twitch.tv/BetQL, as Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is there. Hometown Sportsbook, BetRivers.com, and the Bet Rivers app. The real ones also know that BetQL has all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, including the five-star plays, which we will give you over the course of the show today, BetQL.com, and the BetQL app. On this tremendous, and it is a tremendous Thursday, we got a lot to do today on the show, December 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. The show is on Twitter, at YouBetterYouBet. Instagram at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. We got four phenomenal guests coming your way today on this tremendous Thursday. It's been a while since we welcomed in our pal Pete Prisco from CBS Sports to You Better You Bet. Pumped for Pete to join us at the top of hour number two today. Now, people out there are going to be asking us, I'm sure, where's Rob Bazzola today? Rob dealing with the family issue. We're sending our best to Rob and his lovely wife. Rob will be back with us on the show next week on You Better You Bet. So Pete Prisco joins us today on a tremendous Thursday. Mike Gallagher going to join us from Establish the Run. Mike, expert NBA better fantasy player, daily fantasy player for ETR, going to join us to break down tonight's five-game slate in the association and overarching thoughts about the NBA as a whole. Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider, joins us at the top of hour number three. All his favorite plays for tonight, Thursday Night Football, and coming up this weekend in the National Football League. And our pal Sam Panayotovich from Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner podcast, which I was on earlier today. Taped it today, going to release tomorrow, myself and Sammy P. Sam's going to join us at about 5:20 p.m. Eastern time, giving us plays for the NFL and conference championship weekend in college football. Plus, it's very exciting. It actually is. I know that sometimes I say things like with like a certain intonation, and like even it makes me kind of take a step back now because it sounded like I wasn't being serious and I actually was. I actually am being serious. Like, this actually is really exciting. It's the return of the NFL playoff simulation on You Better You Bet. And if you're a new listener to the show, if you're a new viewer of the show, last year, Ken and I did this, last football season, where leading up to the start of the NFL postseason, we would take what the matchups would be if the season ended today and kind of project like what the lines would be, what the side would be, what the total would be, and who we would advance and kind of do it moving forward and play the game. Basically, like, what would the spread be for these games in the NFL postseason? And we've got some really fun ones. If the season ended today, and of course, no guarantee that these teams will make it, but wild card weekends, including the Bengals and the Chiefs in Kansas City, and in the NFC, the Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. That would be the 4-5 matchup in the NFC.
Absolute
if the season were to end today.
By the way.
Just five-star certified bangers. So we will do that all of hour one today on on You Better You Bet. And we will do a little bit in hour number two as well. So just to give you, dear listener and dear viewer, just an early thought as to where our heads are at with some of these NFL playoff matchups, which are like rapidly approaching. We're 6 weeks away, I believe, from the NFL postseason. Wild card weekend is the weekend of January 15th. It's currently December 2nd. It's going to be here before you know it. So we're going to give you a heads up on the NFL playoff handicapping and selfishly ourselves as well. And given that we've got four guests and given that we're going to have a huge NFL playoff sim, that means we've got nothing else to do in the show except for an 80-minute power hour. I will personally make sure that we get to overnights today with more than enough time after I managed the clock yesterday, like Mike McCarthy at the very end of a Dallas Cowboys game. So we will give overnights its full allotment of time, its full segment to close the show today. So overnights courtesy of Ken Barkley, college basketball plays from Thursday into Friday. We got 10 games in the National Hockey League. That means, 17 to 18 plays from Bill Matz, our great technical director. NHL bets are on the way. 5 games in the NBA for Ken and I to go over. I like the Knicks, I'll tell you that right now. Home underdogs against the Chicago Bulls. We'll get to college basketball plays that we like for tonight that we haven't given out yet. And of course, side total props. Week 13 of the NFL kicks off in the Big Easy with the Saints now as 6-point home dogs against the Cowboys with Armstead out, Ramchick out, and Kamara out. Is there a bet to be made now? Side or total Dallas and New Orleans? We're going to tell you in the final hour of the show, in the power hour. We're locked and loaded. It is a tremendous Thursday. Ken Barkley, how we doing?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Doing great. Should be a fun sports night with that NFL game on. You know, the stakes maybe not as high as for Patriots Bills or some of the other games, but like a very meaningful game, even though the Saints are slipping. Dallas right in the thick of the playoff chase, as we'll project. You know, going to play the Rams right now, but you're a Cowboys fan, you probably want to win, so you don't have to play the Rams anymore. You probably want to play somebody else. Like, would be pretty fun to play Washington. Would be pretty fun to play, you know, it would be pretty fun to have the week off, although I don't think they're actually going to end up getting there. So that's fun. In terms of last night, good night, honestly. Booked to win in NBA, booked to win in college basketball, on overnights. The two plays during the power hour were as hideous as you can possibly imagine. And this is where I feel like I have to catch myself sometimes, where we do the power hour and the idea
Arizona
is like,
State, we should have been refunded. Like, the book should have refunded our money for Arizona State with how that game went.
My kids should get free tuition there or something as payback. Like, there should be a lot going on. It's the bets that I've given out during the power hour, like the add-ons, which are usually created by like a ton of steam during the day, have been like really gruesome so far. So like the overnights themselves have won both days. And then I look at like the two bets for last night, and actually I had no problem with betting Penn State in the game last night. Like, actually really, I like watched a little bit of the game, didn't care. Arizona State was as hideous as you could possibly imagine. Tyler was on it as well. Obviously, he joined us yesterday, was texting with him while the game was going on. I watched the highlight on Van Pelt that night. He's like, literally the highlight begins and he goes, okay, you're about to see a score on the screen. It is correct. It is a correct score. And it was 18 to 10, I think, or something, with like 16 minutes to go in the second half. Just something absurd. It was, you know, sort of something along those lines.
51-29 final score, something like that. It looked like, honestly, like a Pac-12 football score, not a basketball score.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, man, like Wazoo, like interim coach putting up a big number in this game, that offense. So I kind of go back and forth on, like, what do I do in terms of adding bets on during the power hour? Like starting to get a little antsy about like playing against some of these line moves that we've had during the day.
No,
college basketball, obviously. College basketball is a sport, obviously, like driven by like a lot of sharp line movements. I mean, look at most of the games on the board. What casual bettor do you think is firing into these that has like any opinion on them whatsoever? So just in terms of volume and stuff, sometimes the line moves can be really predictive and played against two of those last night, got hammered. So it'll be interesting. I think I have one bet to add on tonight. It is a gruesome slate of games in college basketball just from a watchability.
No top 25 Nick tonight. We got no top 25 games.
Right. So is unranked Nick going to make an appearance? Is there a conference specific Nick that wants to come out of the woodwork, or what are we doing?
Honestly, there was what we had today was 15 terrestrial radio interview Nick, podcast Nick with Sam Panion.
Oh, yeah.
And 25 minute phone call with Odyssey tech support Nick to try and figure
out. Tech support Nick.
I'm not sure if we're going to have unranked Nick, and probably no Nicky football today either, but hopefully it's some Nicky football tomorrow with some soccer plays for the weekend.
Well, simulation Nick, hopefully going to be around for the first hour of the show. Yeah.
Well, there was no Peloton Nick earlier today. Peloton Nick after the show, because Peloton Nick today became NFL playoff sim Nick, which honestly was a more fun usage of my time, if I can be sincere.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure it was really fun coming up with the numbers. We'll get to that in a little bit here. Overall, bets went pretty well last night. Was really happy. I bet the Mavs and the NBA, who I think like broke a bunch of records for what they shot from the field against the Pelicans in a short number game and ended up winning. So overall, like pretty good night. Nothing too much to complain about short of Arizona State. And how was your betting night?
It was pretty good. Bill went 2-2 in the NHL, so that was like, you know, and I actually
feels like a loss, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like a loss?
we were talking about it before you came on, Ken, and like the quick link in the conference. We had the over in the, I say we, like it was Bill's bet, and then like I just ran it. So I guess like technically,
remember when we all had that over?
Well, I mean, like I did have money on it, so like I just technically we
Rangers
had it.
Flyers but, over. So we're talking about
Rangers Flyers, and it was like 4-1 with like 10 minutes to go, and like finished 4-1. And I said to Bill, like, yeah, like I bet on it. I would have liked to have won. It felt like it was like Bill was kind of due for one of those after like with the way things have been going. Like, and that's not to intimate that.
Well,
like,
I mean, Bill's due for worse than that, just for variance monsters.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
For a while.
I mean, and it's amazing that the variance monster hasn't caught up to Bill yet, because it's been unbelievable. 10 games tonight, we'll see how it goes. I'm still going to be
right.
So that was a little frustrating. And, you know, I got really, this is a bad job by me, just as a better. I got really hyped during the show yesterday when you liked the Pacers too, and I ended up putting more on it.
Call a foul at the end of the game also, but yeah. So
that was my biggest bet of the night. Now I think I've been pretty open about this on the show. I do nothing on like Mondays, Thursdays, Sundays, and most nights during the week, but watch sports. Wednesday night has been a night that has generally been reserved for me, where I watch the Challenge on MTV. Yeah, it was pretty good. I was actually really bummed by the elimination. I it's like, Logan, what are you doing picking Emmanuel, man? Like, how do you not?
That was absolutely brutal.
What an idiot!
It was you were like the elimination. I was like, what? The episode, for people who don't watch the Challenge, I mean, this is as the episodes are produced in such a way where if you showed them to a 6-year old during it, they'd be like, oh, I bet that guy's going into the elimination. Like, just they cut the episode in a way where there's only one logical conclusion basically that can happen at the end of the episode.
Two or three, and they do it really smart. Like that.
That's a good point. My point would be they narrow the range severely.
Correct.
Where like, it is not really a question of like one or two possibilities. It's really like,
so when Nelson says, yeah. Nelson says in the B block, like, I hope I can trust Logan. You can bet your bottom dollar that at the end of the episode, we're going to find out if Nelson can trust Logan, for example.
And it's possible he does or he doesn't. And that becomes like the theme of the episode, even though there are 20 other ways it could play out, that the producers are telling you that it's really only going to play. And it's obviously to make it simpler and easier to consume. But the night of eliminations that was teased at the end of the episode is an excellent, I mean, a pro wrestling style kind of like a tease of just like, whoa, like just like music starts playing. You didn't know, somebody unexpected comes by. I mean, it was just really pretty wild. So I actually I'm not exactly sure how they're going to execute that. I even watched the next week on thing and I haven't read any spoilers or anything, but
I will not. Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't like that stuff. I like to just consume. I mean, it's the challenge. Like, I don't need to know. I can just consume it like when it comes on. I don't need to know. But I'm curious how the Night of Eliminations will play out. It'd be very interesting.
And it's funny, like, just doing television for a long time, and I know you have as well, where you're like, you just, it's got to be the easiest show to produce because every block is the same thing every single week. It's like A block is like them talking after the last challenge and setting up like what could be
unpacking
like one or
the
two
elimination.
Teams.
Right.
Then it's like B, C, and D are like the actual challenge itself. E is the deliberation. F is elimination part one. G is elimination part two and end of episode. It's the same thing literally every single week. It's great.
The best is because the elimination is over two segments, they obviously need something like a hook to get you to stay around for part two of the elimination. And you have to imagine some of these eliminations are absolute bloodbaths in terms of who's really far ahead. And they definitely get one of the cast members because all the cast members are giving like testimonials, which they understand. Disperse like throughout the elimination, like obviously are taped after the fact, but the elimination, like you'll look and you'll be like, all right, well, it's the first to get 10 blocks. One person has 7 and one has 2, but then there'll be a soundbite from somebody on the show being like, yeah. And then like all of a sudden she just started coming back and like, I'm telling you, it's anyone's game. And then it goes to commercial break. And I'm like, it's not anyone's game. Like I can count. It's not anyone's game. Yeah.
How good do you feel about the fact that you were able to get all the overnight bets in last night in like 35 seconds at the very end of the show?
Well, so I went back and listened to when the podcast came out. I went up and I was talking to my wife. She was like, what's up? And I think I did it okay, but I like really need to listen to it because I could have not made any sense. I could have said wrong schools. I could have said a lot of stuff. And I opened up the segment like right when it came out and I like put it up to my ear while my kids are watching TV, like sitting on my lap, and I like have it up to my ear and I'm going like, okay, good. Utah Valley. Okay, good. All right, good. Yep, that was good. And I get to the end, I go, whew, okay, good. All right. Everything's, all the information is great. Cause like, you don't want somebody to make a bet on a, you know, school
of course,
just to be rushed and it's the wrong school or it's the wrong number or whatever. So all the information was accurate. And I think we're just, you know, kind of just business as usual going forward here.
Yeah, and I'll just say this, like, again, like my bad there. And I say that, and I know like, I don't necessarily have to say it cause I said it once already yesterday, but like, you know, like, no one cares about the success of the show more than me. You can care as much as I do, and Ken does, right. And other right. people do. Yes. I'm just saying that, like, you can't care more than I do. So, yep. like, Ken, I'm sure, cares as much as me, but I want the show to succeed, and, like, that's something you put a lot of hard work into, and I don't want to shortchange the work that you put in, and I don't want to shortchange you or, like, our listeners and viewers, so, like, my apologies to the audience also, and that's not something that I'm going to make a habit of, and, like, we're going to make sure that we always give you guys the best information, like, the best presentation possible, the Wagertainment here. So that's a one-time snafu by me. I felt really bad about it, not only for Ken, but also for our audience. So like, we want to make sure that we always give you guys the best stuff. So my bad there, guys.
The overnights community, the YBYB community is a great community. So we had like a, you know, ton of messages from people last night. People are engaging with us all the time, still sending us Spotify. You listen to us for 9,408 minutes in the past year, like all these kind of outrageous statistics. So thanks to everybody for that. And yeah, good community. Let's keep growing it.
And hopefully get all the segments in when they need to get in. All right, one segment down here on this tremendous Thursday. We got a lot to do here on the show. Power Hour, of course, final 80 minutes, all our bets for tonight, including overnights and including the Saints and the Cowboys. But on the other side, we start our NFL playoff sim. If the season were to end today, what would the playoff matchups be? And what would the sides and totals of those matchups be? We're going to give you our best guess coming up next, tremendous Thursday. You better, you bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.